Joined by Olds Grizzlies 17-year-old defenseman Jared Bowman after another exciting shootout win here on this homestand. 3-2 the final over Okotoks tonight. Let's go with your goal first, Jared. Power play has been struggling a bit this year too, and you know, to be able to get it on the power play and to get it here at home, what's that mean to you?
Oh, it was nice. It was definitely an experience I'll remember for a long time. Wouldn't come without the help of the guys. Yeah.
Tell us about the play and just how it developed. It looked like it managed to find its way through a maze of players at the front of the net.
Yeah, we had good control on the power play in there and the whole night basically too. So just kind of Cheer worked it down to Klessens, and Klessens drove the net. Puck squirted out to me and I just tried to get on net. That's all.
In the third period, you guys withstand a push from them. Again, get to overtime, and you get to the shootout once again for the second straight night. Your goaltender is able to prevent the other team from scoring. It was Henderson on Tuesday. It was Ben tonight. What's it been like to see the way those two have played here this week?
Oh, it's fantastic to have those guys setting up a wall behind you, playing defense. Like, just to have that confidence that there's someone having your back, it's great, and it's awesome.
In the shootout, to be one of the players on the bench there watching two nights in a row as it goes to the bottom half of the inning there, or the final round of the shootout, and a chance to win it, and having Riley be able to do it both nights. What are you thinking as he's going in there tonight?
Well, even in practice, Riley scores a lot on the breakaway, so really no surprise to me. He has a knack for finding that bottom corner.
The game tonight, going into it, you knew you were down. Landon Gross, who's been so good for you up front this year, obviously your captain as well. Who did you guys lean on here tonight, and what was the message going in a little bit shorthanded to a game against a good team in Okotoks?
Oh, it was a full team effort from everyone. Everyone stepped up. Everyone filled everyone's spot. There was really no holes in the lineup tonight. It was a great team game.
For you guys to be able to put back-to-back wins together here to start this homestand, just how good are you feeling here heading into this weekend, and you know, a chance to finally see some bounces go your way and be able to pack a couple victories together?
Yeah, it's really nice to have the fans cheering for you when you're stepping out on the ice, giving the kids giving you the high fives. You just kind of rally behind that, and you want to do everything you can to win the game for them.
For yourself, what has this rookie season been like? How did you end up on the Olds Grizzlies, and how have you thought you fit in so far?
Well, I got bounced around before I landed here. It was kind of a tough road, but happy to be in Olds, happy to find my spot here. Started out really well, and I'm just looking for progression, and I'm seeing it, and it's coming, so it's exciting to me.
Hey, you've been in the starting lineup a couple times here, and you're playing with Braden Bark, who I've thought has been one of the more steady veteran presences on the blue line. How has he helped you so far?
Oh, just having that 20-year-old beside me, it builds my confidence for sure. He's a great player, really good at communicating on the ice, so he makes everything easier for me there.
And last one, preview taking on the Brooks Bandits Tuesday night.
Oh, it's going to be a good game. I know I'm going to be going. That's where I started my junior career. So I'm gonna be ready to go. The team's gonna be ready to go. It should be a good game. Excited to play.